Ventricular fibrillation is the ultimate arrhythmia in the sense that it is a lethal arrhythmia. It may occur without warning, but often is associated with coronary artery disease, particularly if there's been a presence of previous scar tissue from heart attacks. While atrial fibrillation is associated with these conditions, the warning arrhythmias are not always appreciated by the patient, although they may be detectable through a variety of techniques such as exercise testing or Holter monitoring. And I have in the past reviewed and published on the use of Holter monitoring to assess those heart rhythms which are at greatest risk to go on to cause ventricular fibrillation or sudden death. The anecdote for the Times is really our vice president, who at present is now benefiting from the recognition of irregular ventricular rhythms that have grown out, we believe, of the past history of scar tissue formed from previous heart attacks, and was detected on a 24-hour EKG monitoring system called the Holter monitor. And subsequently, he underwent invasive electrical testing and now the implantation of a pacemaker and a defibrillator. And that, along with medications, will reduce his risk of future events and or dying prematurely. So I think this is a perfect example of a heart rhythm which, from what we're told, was not symptomatic, but occurred in a setting where the recognition may very well not only prolong life, but be immediately life-saving.